as we head into the weekend, we're going to go out today on sports. The winds of controversy have been swirling ferociously around the world of Major League Baseball this week, including buffeting pitchers for the Boston Red Sox. At the heart of it, what is the difference between cheating and just trying really hard to win?
Getting caught.
So let's getting caught. Yeah. So let's talk about that, because that's kind of what it's starting to look like, Chris. And I think we all recognize that question. This is obviously, we're checking the score. Obviously, this is Radio Boston's Chris Sidorick. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, Tiziana.
All right. So this is a universal story made specific in the MLB. And this specific is about sticky baseballs and pitchers, right?
Yeah, this is fascinating. So this all stems basically from a Sports Illustrated article that came out about 2 weeks ago that really kind of detailed the level to which some of these pitchers are applying this goop or sticky substances to the ball. And there were tales of guys going through airport security, getting flagged for having quote-unquote explosive material on their fingers just from having rubbed the balls up, balls going into the dugout and guys kind of like sticking them to their hands and trying to get them to fall off, and they would just stick. So it became so blatant, basically, that baseball was like, okay, we have to do something about this.
So, of course, now you've got the phrase goop, there it is, stuck in my head.
That's right.
For the rest of the day. And in fact, this is not actually new. Pitchers have been using stuff, substances on baseballs for a long time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Doctoring baseballs goes back to basically the beginning of the sport, and there's two ways to do it. You can apply a substance, or you can kind of scuff up the ball, and that's different. We're going to call that doctoring the ball. Really, we're talking about the substance-based stuff, and even this has been in the public conscious for decades. I got to take advantage of this and play a little cut here. This is from the 1989 hit movie Major League. Eddie Harris is a pitcher talking about the measures to which he goes to basically make the ball move when he's pitching.
Of course, if the umps are watching me close, I just rub a little jalapeno inside my nose, get it running, and if I need to load the ball up a little, just wipe my nose.
You put snot on the ball?
I haven't got an arm like yours. I got to put anything on it I can find.
So, okay, so wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for elevating the discourse here.
Always here to bring the class. I consider that my role here on Radio Boston. No, but it's actually not that far off. The first version we know of this was the spitball. I think probably a lot of folks have heard of the spitball. We don't really know who was the first person to throw one. There's kind of conflicting reports, but it was sometime mid to late 19th century. So this has been around a long time. Ed Walsh was the first pitcher to really kind of master the spitball and be a spitball pitcher. He dominated the league from 1906 to 1912 and basically made other people kind of want to try to pick this up. Ty Cobb actually wrote about baseball banning these freak pitches eventually, which they did. Called it owners selling out to the home run, which is echoing some themes that we've heard in recent years, which I think is interesting. But I just love this little fact here. We're talking sports on NPR, so I can go deep into the history of the spitball, I feel like. You geeked out on sewers earlier this week. Let's geek out on spitballs.
Let's geek out on the spitball.
So 1919 to 1920 season, they banned the spitball from baseball. But they allowed teams to pick two guys on their roster that could keep throwing spitballs that year. And then the following year, it was banned completely. But 17 spitball pitchers were basically grandfathered in and could keep throwing it. Now, obviously, guys have thrown it illegally plenty since then and have really gotten creative with how they goop up the ball.
Okay, so you've just underscored, though. And again, you know, anyone who's ever taken a test or competed in a sport or any other kind of competition can identify with when the rules seem random and randomly enforced. So what is going on today when we know that spitballs have been around since before Ty Cobb?
Yeah, basically it just got so bad that, like I said, this article came out kind of talking about it, but the numbers were really, really striking. So in 2016, there were more than 3,000 more hits than strikeouts across the league for the season, right? 2 years later, 2018, strikeouts had just barely overtaken hits. And then this year, we were on pace for more than 5,000 more strikeouts than hits. So you have a complete reversal of hits and strikeouts. So basically, batters are striking out left and right. The league average was plummeting. Guys just couldn't hit the ball. And you've had players talking about this for the last couple of years, saying basically, look, they're not enforcing these rules, so we're putting this really sticky, adhesive stuff on there. We're basically gluing the ball to our hand. And what that does is it allows them to generate incredible amounts of friction when they throw the ball. They can increase what they call spin rate. We're getting into baseball analytics a little bit. But the higher spin rate you have, the more the ball is spinning when you pitch it, the more it's going to move. And therefore, the harder it is for the batter to hit. And so the spin
rate.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Well, so, one, how is that not just cheating?
Well, because baseball kind of has this unwritten thing where they look the other way on stuff. Go back to the steroid era, right? Everybody knew guys across the league were taking steroids, and it got to the point where if you weren't taking steroids, you were putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage based on the way baseball was operating. And essentially, that's what happened here. You had guys say, look, everybody is doing this across the league. They're using this stuff called spider tack, which is made for the world's strongest man competitions where they lift those huge boulders, like glue these boulders to your hand. So they're essentially gluing the ball to their hand, and it just got so out of hand that baseball felt they had a PR nightmare on their hands.
Okay, so let's walk to Fenway Park for a second. Tell me how this is, isn't, we don't know, affecting the Red Sox.
Well, it's interesting. So it's too soon. Baseball is a marathon, not a sprint, as folks in the game always say. So I think we don't have enough sample size to know, since baseball said they're going to crack down on this, what it looks like. But so far, not great. Red Sox pitchers have been getting shelled in the week or so since baseball announced this change, which takes effect on Monday officially. I want to play a little bit of Garrett Richards, who spoke to the media on Wednesday after he got shelled. And he had been pitching well all season, but then just absolutely got rocked. And you can hear the frustration in his voice when he's asked, what is this going to do to the game of baseball?
I think time will tell. I think if you just watch baseball across the league, you're going to see some interesting things. You know, be prepared for four-hour-long games and some interesting things. I don't know. I'm just grateful that I got this far into my career before we're at this point.
That last line is so striking to me. He's a veteran who's been around the league for a while, and he's just basically so grateful he didn't have to deal with this rule change as a young up-and-coming pitcher, because it's making it that much more difficult to hold the ball.
Okay, last minute or so. Of course, what I'm focused on is four-hour games. I love baseball, but I don't want to watch for 4 hours. So what are the new rules, and what's it going to mean?
It's just basically that umps can check pitchers, their bodies, their uniforms, their gloves, their hats, anywhere they might hide a foreign substance. And if they find anything, even sunscreen, they can eject you immediately, and you're suspended for 10 games with pay. So it's not a huge impact for the player, but it's going to be really interesting to see how they enforce it, how often they eject guys. Are they taking up these suspensions? And what is that going to mean for how pitchers approach the game? Because they've really, all of these pitchers who are complaining are saying, look, I used to hold the ball like an egg. Now I have to grip it as tight as I possibly can. And you've had a couple of guys already with pretty significant injuries say, I got injured because I had to squeeze the ball tighter than I've had to ever had to squeeze it. And I can't believe they've made this change in the middle of a season.
Okay, lightning round, Chris. Couple of sentences, predictions.
Well, I think you're going to see offense up, and we've already seen that on some level. I think that's great. We've talked about baseball being hurt by these analytics, that it's been all strikeouts or home runs. I think you're going to see hitters putting a lot more balls in play. You're going to see more runs scored, which is exciting. I think it's going to make for a more exciting product. And I'd say to the pitchers, tough luck. You got to follow the rules. Big deal. It's the same across the board. Everybody plays by the same rules. Suck it up and get it done.
We'll have to have pitchers call in and talk to you next time. That's Radio Boston's Chris Siderick. Chris, thanks.
Thank you, Tiziana.